Welcome to this podcast brought to you by the Journal of Healthcare Contracting. This episode is sponsored by Ansell, a global market leader in safety solution products. And now our host, publisher John Pritchard.
Welcome to today's podcast. I'm John Pritchard, publisher of the Journal of Healthcare Contracting. Today, I chat with Angie Phillips, the Vice President and General Manager of Medical and Life Sciences at Ansell, to get a better understanding of how Ansell, a global market leader in surgical glove manufacturing, is managing and preparing to meet supply chain challenges head on for the future. Angie, welcome to today's podcast.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Really appreciate you making time for us. Let's jump right in. Ansell's pre-COVID resource planning led to four new surgical dipping lines being fully operational in 2021 in the three Ansell-owned manufacturing plants based in Sri Lanka and Malaysia. Can you talk about the reasons behind the four new surgical dipping lines pre-COVID?
Yes, here at Ansell, we do continuous long-term capacity planning, which indicated that we would need to bring on new capacity to support our growth initiatives, including strong relationships we have with the largest GPOs. Our Gamex polyisoprene surgical gloves are in high demand, as well as our Encore latex surgical gloves.
What additional capacity and production enhancements are on the horizon for Ansell that'll prepare them to meet the growing demand for surgical gloves?
Well, we've just announced our $80 million manufacturing investment in southern India, and this is to support our fast-growing surgical and life sciences businesses. This is a new state-of-the-art manufacturing site design. It's a sustainable built environment using low-carbon materials, and the production lines are designed to minimize water and energy usage.
Very interesting. How did the pandemic reinforce the importance of being future ready for suppliers of PPE products?
Really, I mean, due to the impact on the manufacturing workforce, including extra measures taken around social distancing, quarantines, government lockdowns, restrictions that impacted the workforce availability, it was more important than ever to have a secure supply of raw materials, finished goods, and extra manufacturing capacity.
If we take the perspective of hospitals and health systems, what does Ansell being future ready mean for hospitals and healthcare systems?
For Ansell, being future ready provides assurance that we can provide our customers the products that we have committed to provide when needed to keep the healthcare systems operational, as well as our life sciences customers that are manufacturing vaccines and medicines. We also manufacture polyisoprene, neoprene, and natural rubber latex surgical gloves in multiple sites. And importantly, we own our own sterilization facilities, and that's really helped us provide supply assurance to our customers.
Supply assurance is so important. What are some factors impacting suppliers of PPE and their ability to meet current demand in the healthcare environment?
Well, I would say the environment right now it's really like nothing I've ever seen in the last 30 years. There's logistic issues at the ports and a lack of availability of ocean container space. We have the issues around availability of the manufacturing workforce and government restrictions in many of the parts of the world that medical products are manufactured. There's issues around raw material availability. And because of raw material manufacturers having some supply issues of their own, some have discontinued some raw materials. So manufacturers have to be flexible around using substitutes. And then lastly, just around material and labor costs in general, that cost have just skyrocketed to manufacture products.
What's a projected timeframe for when supply challenges with medical suppliers are expected to see some relief in the market?
I would say some product categories are already seeing relief, such as examination gloves, and Ansell's a provider of examination gloves as well. Face mask, we see the same thing, that the supply face mask is very stable now. There was a lot of concern in the news early, and there was a lot of reports of facilities not having adequate face masks, but we see that that's subsided. But other categories may experience a backlog for up to another year, just because of, in the early days of the pandemic, that manufacturing got so far behind and the demand was so great compared to historical demand.
What are some additional areas of concerns that customers should be concerned about as they explore new PPE suppliers in attempts to make up for shortcomings in their supply situation?
I think this is just such an important topic, and as many of the listeners may have heard, there's been a lot of reports on the news in the last couple weeks just around poor quality product, unsafe product, reused product being packed and shipped into the U.S. So I look at it from a product efficacy standpoint. Is that number one is to make sure that the product's going to keep the healthcare providers and the patients safe. And taking a deep look into the manufacturing standards of the supplier, meaning is the supplier trustworthy? Are they following good manufacturing practices? Has the facility been audited recently by a third party for quality standards and received a good rating? A few other examples are, does the supplier have an excellent reputation on treatment of its workforce? And does the supplier utilize sustainable packaging and manufacturing practices so that the customer will be proud to have their name affiliated with the supplier?
All great insight. What are some safeguards that ANSO has put into place to ensure supply continuity?
Firstly, we've invested a lot in our manufacturing sites and our expansion initiatives so that we're prepared for continuous supply to our customers. We also have long-term commitments with our raw material suppliers. We have measures to ensure the safety of our employees. Also, from an energy standpoint, that we use multiple energy sources and have backup water supply, some of the things that are, you know, often taken for granted. And then lastly, from a warehouse expansion perspective, is that we've added an additional warehouse for surgical products in North America. That's provided us additional storage capability and the ability to ship more rapidly to our customers, especially at the times that we get calls from facilities that have occasionally had a problem that they were back ordered enough that they needed product right away, like the next day, to continue running their operating rooms.
Fascinating conversation today. Angie, thanks for joining me on the podcast.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the interest in this topic. It typically wasn't such a newsworthy area. So we are very happy to be able to provide the product to the healthcare systems to keep the patients of the U.S. safe.
Thank you. I'd like to take a moment to thank Angie for being here with us today and giving us some insight as to how ANSO plans to stay future ready to meet the needs of their customers. As always, thanks for tuning in.